Ah, you ruined it. That's all right. I'm Tom. And this is Arielle. She's currently indisposed. And this is Day Jobs.
Hey.
Where
I'm back.
Artists, okay. Where artists talk about their fucking lives.
And I'm Pauline, the guest.
And this is Pauline, the guest. We have a guest on the show. Pauline! Woo! All right.
Anyway. What artists do for money. That's yeah. Your tagline.
Yeah. Thanks for chiming in with that one. Couldn't say your fucking name, but got the tagline 2 minutes late. Way to go.
Hey, can you stop bringing me down right now?
Yeah, no. All right, so we were just talking about moms.
Anyway, so my mom says she sexy. Can't get into Germany because there are no good jobs in Germany because all the Germans are fucking elitist. So she was actually really excited to come to America. This is like in the 1980s. Because the Americans were all trying to get the same fucking thing. We're all trying to work hard, and everyone's accepting, and everyone loves Polacks.
We here at Day Jobs do not adhere to any opinion of anyone ever.
Especially Polacks.
Especially Polacks.
Basically, America is a lot better than Germany. And Russia, probably. Because the portions in Russia are really small.
This is correct. True. Well, that is very... Well, yeah, they were pretty
small.
It
depends. When they think... When it's American-style food, they give you a whole lot.
That's true. Their Beverly Hills Diner. Do you remember that?
And the KFC.
We went to an American diner called Beverly Hills Diner that played Motown music and served burgers. It was so weird.
In the heart of Moscow.
In the center of Moscow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And McDonald's.
McDonald's.
And you feel really silly in Moscow restaurants that when you realize that the words on the menu in Cyrillic are just American words sounded out in Cyrillic.
In Cyrillic.
But
it's
you
so
have to
funny.
Say it with a Russian
like,
accent.
There was,
otherwise they won't understand you.
The boxmaster at the KFC, it was boxmaster. That's what it's, that's literally how it translated.
Chicken strips. Chicken strips.
Spelled with the Cyrillic E sound and everything. It was just ridiculous.
Right, and this is a lapitoppi.
A lapitoppi.
In Polish. That's wow. A laptop in Polish.
Wow. Lapitoppi. Amazing. The Greeks do that too. We just think that we invented every word. That's not just my big fat Greek wedding. That isn't literal. Like, I have a really, really old uncle who thinks that a checkbook is a checkbooky. Like, that's just what he calls it. He just adds the E at the end. Yeah, that fucking foreigners, man. God, what's the deal?
So, Pauline, what's your job?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What's your art? What's your job?
I work at Mikimoto Steakhouse in DeKalb. In the summer.
Shameless plug.
And during the semester, I am a graduate assistant in the prop shop, but that's also interesting because I work with a crazy Irish man.
An amazing crazy Irish man.
He's fucking crazy. And he's always trying to get me to do his Irish accent, which I should be able to do
Wait,
by now.
He always tries to get
you
to do it?
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah.
He loved it when we were doing the Irish accent.
Yeah, it's true.
We were all
he did
rolling
love it.
The hallway, and he's yeah. Just like, oh, I fucking love it. Feels like back home again.
I fucking love it.
How do you do it, though? I spend, like, every freaking day
you should,
with him.
No, you should take an IPA class.
And I cannot do the Irish accent.
You should do it, because it fucking teaches you how to do it.
It's word science.
Oh, the British accent and how the sounds change.
Yes, and it's all about the vocal pitch and...
The placement in the mouth, yes.
Irish vocal is different, though. I could kind of do that, but I can't do an Irish accent without sounding like Middle Eastern. So...
My cousin cannot do any accent without sounding Indian. Every accent he tries to do sounds Indian. He was trying to be funny and read just like the Spanish words off a menu. And it was so bad. It was so bad. It was like, oh, the quesadillas. I'm like, that's wrong. You're not even in the ballpark. It's the other side of the earth.
Wrong
like, way off.
Food.
Wrong rice food.
But yeah, Dave Doherty. Yes, everyone I know. Have you heard the Irish accent? Which is that. That's my Irish accent. I can't do it. And he knows I can't do it. And everyone's like, yeah. And he's like, why don't you fucking do it for me then?
Wow. And then, all right.
And then, and I'm like, I'm not going to do it for you. And he's like, it's because you never do it. He's like, you never make fun of my accent, do you?
He gets, like, personally offended that you don't do his accent.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's just really self-conscious about it, and he's just double-checking that you're not doing it through a very reverse psychology way.
No.
Maybe we're thinking too much into this. Yeah. Maybe he just wants to hear his dialogue.
So he can make fun of me.
Maybe he's just bored and likes making you uncomfortable.
So, okay, do you have any crazy stories from Mikimoto's?
Or any other shitty jobs
you worked?
Maybe, but I feel like the story will just be really drawn out. And it's about a vegan. Like, this is not even interesting, but it's about this fucking vegan who gets, like, a spicy veggie crunchy, which, like, of course, it has, like, spicy mayonnaise on it. It's, like, in the fucking, like,
it's
description.
It's in the list of ingredients.
Yeah. And then, he, like, I bring it out to him, and he's like,
this was a guy?
Yeah, it was a guy. Oh, and he's like, boy. I can't eat this. And I'm like, why? Because he's like, it has mayonnaise on it. So I'm like, well, do you want me to make you another one? He's like, yeah, if it's free. I'm like, no, I can't be free, because, like, just because you don't like spicy mayonnaise, which is in the description, I can't give you a fucking free roll.
Right, you know?
Like, I can't just do that. So then his friend is like, fine, I'll take it. So I charge them both, and, like, I meet, like, one of the friends at the bar later that day, and he's like, yeah, you should have given him that roll for free. And I'm like, why? And he's like, because he's vegan. I'm like, well, if he's fucking vegan, he should have told
me. Said that. Yeah, what the fuck?
And there are people with food allergies who come in there all the time that don't tell me they have food allergies until the plate comes out, and they're like,
oh, I'm allergic to fish. Why did I get the baby monster? Why did I do that?
Cucumber on it. And I'm like,
why are you in a sushi restaurant if you're allergic to fish?
Like, any Asian food, any Oriental food, probably has something you're allergic to in it.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Peanuts, cucumbers, anything. Anything you can think of. Don't eat Asian food.
Just customers.
If you're allergic to anything.
And they're little demon children who throw rice everywhere. Oh my god. Did you ever try to sweep up rice?
Off a carpet?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's not easy.
No.
Because, you know, Mikimoto's is stupid, and they decided to have fucking carpeting instead of hardwood floors throughout the restaurant. Like, who does that?
That was a really bad design choice.
That's very unsanitary for a restaurant.
Especially one that's a hibachi grill, where
things
they're fucking
are flying
flipping.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to use the restroom, BRB. Alright.
You go. You go do that.
Okay.
We won't talk about
too
you.
Too much Limerita.
Yeah. So this crunching sound you're hearing is new couches, by the way. We found two leather couches in the dumpster.
They feel like heaven.
We thought they were rained on when we first
drove
past
perfect.
Them. They were absolutely perfect.
Not 20 minutes had they been sitting out there, I guarantee it. And I immediately snagged those cushions and dragged them inside.
Yeah, we snagged it. We got it.
Yeah. So worth it.
Mm-hmm. They feel amazing. I love this.
It makes me so happy.
And it looks so much better. So we're going to tell you other ways we're having a better time than you are. We're currently drinking, and we have a hookah going. It's all, you know, it's all good in the hood. Because we worked fucking...
I worked 60
so
hours this week.
Much this week.
The system went down.
Right,
for six
the expensive
hours,
computer
almost,
system that determines
you can do
all your life.
Without.
Yeah.
It went down for a whole shift, and we spent all week making up for it.
Did everything come out all right? Is everything good?
Everything's fine.
Feeling regular? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Hop back into this.
Get laptop. Back in the game.
Don't step
Laptop-y.
On it. Laptop-y.
Laptop-y.
Yeah. So we were talking about our fucking 60-hour work week.
Oh, that sucks.
It was horrible.
It was the worst.
It was horrible. Oh, my God. And they just, like, this wiener, I think we talked about him, John Geraci. We have a little meeting before we have, like, we go into work, mm-hmm. and they tell you, okay, we have, you know, this many hours of work, and you do this work, and blah, blah, blah. And on Saturdays, if we're scheduled, they're like, okay, it'll be a half day, or it's gonna be kind of the full day, sorry, guys. So, this guy, John Geraci, knew full well that it was gonna be a full days of work.
That we had been
2:30
told.
To 10:30 on a Saturday, that we had been told, oh yeah, it'll probably be a half day. It'll probably be a half day, right? So we're all excited. I didn't bring a lunch because I'm like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. We're going to get some food. Well, that didn't happen because John Geraci did this. He's like, all right, We got some work out there today, and yeah, all right, everyone,
be safe,
and he just fucking vanished. And he knew full well that if he said, yeah, it's a full day, we were all gonna be pissed at him. And, like, it would have been fine, we would have moaned and groaned, but, like, we would have done it, it would have been fine, but the fact that he just fucking, like, ducked out,
yeah,
and then
like
left
3 hours into the shift, it's like, wait, are we gonna be here all day? And they're like, yeah, you didn't know that? And we're like, but you said, and they're like, yeah, no, we didn't say that. And I was like, what? Oh, okay.
What kind of hours do you work at Mickey Moto's?
Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, sometimes another day during the week.
All right.
But the pay's good, so you should apply at Mickey Moto, seriously.
I already have a job.
This is a better job, though.
I'm Stan's assistant. It's the best job.
I know, but like, if you quit 3M, like, work on the weekends at Mickey
Moto. Oh, no, I'm not working at 3M during the year. It's a temp job. It's a summer college program job.
Yeah, it would be too tough. We would have too much work.
I wouldn't sleep. If I could work that job, if I could work instead of sleep. Every day.
Yeah.
But that's all.
It's tough. I have a story for us.
Okay.
It's a Jay Bird story. This guy we nicknamed Jay Bird.
He's a neck beard.
Is he classic. Someone we know?
No, he's someone who we work with.
Oh, okay.
But we already told the story about how he straight up thinks women are just the lowest rung
he's
of society.
He's a sexist.
He's a gigantic sexist. But I saw the funniest thing. I was down the row, I was picking my boxes or whatever, and I see this poor guy, it must have been like his second day of work, and he was driving his little tugger, and he had a full pallet, and he like turned around the corner, and just the whole half of his pallet just fucking fell over, and spilled everywhere, and I can see him just mouth the words like, oh, come on!
Because you just feel so inadequate because you see everyone else driving around and no one
like
else ever
perfectly
tips a pallet.
Square pallets.
I have some pretty beautiful pallets. All right,
take it easy. Yeah, but so this guy's pallet fell, and I was pretty far back, so like to go over there and help him would have been, you know, a waste of both of our times. So, but I see behind him was this guy, Jay Bird, Jacob, and he pulls up behind him, and I couldn't really make out what he was saying. But he drove past him, and I thought, okay, he's going to park and he's going to help him put the boxes back on. He drove past him, and he looked back, scanned into his location where he was picking boxes, picked his two boxes, looked back at the guy, and was like, ah, laughed at him, and drove away. I'm like, you piece of shit, help the kid. He's like, oh, that sucks. I would have punched you. I would have fucking ran you over.
I see him telling people how to do their job all the time, and he's only worked there for like 6 months tops.
He tried. We already talked about this, but he tried to tell me that I did in fact play Magic the Gathering.
Even though
I told him, I'm like, yeah, I don't really play that much anymore, and he's like, no, yeah, so like, what would you consider with like this deck, like with these cards and blah blah blah, and he just kept talking like I did play the game. I'm like, I don't know, dude. Weird. Oh my god. So I went to Mickey Moto's today, and it's fucking amazing. It is the best. It's so good. Definitely go. If you're in the DeKalb area in Illinois, go to Mickey Moto's.
In Illinois.
but the hostess there, the one hostess with the glasses.
She talked way too fucking much.
Holy shit. Talked my fucking ear off.
Okay, we
didn't even invite her. I was just talking about the couches we found with my dad because we went to go eat, and she just like came around the corner and started talking about how she's a dumpster diver.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
No,
at a diner. At a restaurant.
We joke about how she doesn't even have time to get a breath in ever because she talks so fucking much.
Wow. You can't get a word in edgewise.
You can't even work around her because she talks and you're like, okay, I gotta work now.
Yeah.
So you just like have to walk away and be kind of rude. But you know, with her, you
my
gotta
God.
Do that.
My goodness. She's just terrible. Oh, I didn't know what to do. I tried to stop the conversation. I'm like, haha, yeah, that's great. I don't fucking care.
Yeah, I figured that's what you were thinking, because I'm like, I know you don't think this bitch is amusing.
No, not
okay.
even remotely.
Anyway, yeah, but the chef, Brian, when that whole thing was going on, he was looking at me, and he was going like this.
Yeah.
He was just moving his lips at me, because he's like, he wanted to get his show started.
Yeah, yeah.
And he couldn't even do that, because she was talking so fucking much.
Yeah.
So he was just like, rolling his eyes at me. He was facing me at the time, and then he finally like started the fire, hoping that would
it definitely got her out of the way.
Get her out of the way.
And it scared the shit out of my dad. Scared the piss out of him. He was like leaning back in his seat. He was like, oh, fuck. There's fucking fire going on here.
How's your waitress?
Fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Very helpful.
Yeah.
Good recommendations with the lunch menu. Way to go.
What did I recommend?
The lunch menu.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There are four options on the lunch menu.
And we took two of them.
Yeah.
You did a good job, you see?
That's actually not good, because lunch menu is a hell of a lot cheaper than the regular hibachi menu, so I should probably have not done that. I mean, like, there isn't a lunch menu.
Yeah.
Did you see this article about the new restaurant that they're giving their waiters, instead of having them on tips,
they have them on commission?
That they get 10% of the food sales, or they get $10 an hour for the night, and they get whichever one is more.
That's stupid.
How is that stupid?
Because, like, 10% of... No.
No food sales?
Yeah.
That is kind of low.
Because that's basically, as a regular...
Oh, no, it's like an expensive... This is like an expensive steakhouse.
But still, this is an expensive steakhouse, and as a server, you're roughly getting 10... between 18 and 30%, roughly, on average... Of the food tax, the food price.
Oh.
As,
well,
you know,
I don't know.
That's
maybe,
pretty standard tip pricing,
though. Maybe I'm
remembering
the article wrong, but I remembered that the servers were really happy with it, that they could make, like, $500.
Maybe they were all just really dumb and thought that was a good idea.
I think I'm remembering this article wrong.
Yeah, $500 a night, that's really high.
Thank God for the internet, and it can just prove how wrong I am.
Yeah, we're not going to look that
right
up.
Right now, I'm not going to look it up.
Not going to look it up.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
It's passed. Move on. Next topic.
Okay. Next topic. All right.
Keep it going.
So, okay, what was the craziest job you ever worked?
Probably the country club, because I hate rich people. I don't know.
Could you elaborate on that, please?
Okay. Okay, my most exciting...
The one here in DeKalb?
Yeah, the Kishwaukee Country Club. My most exciting experience is during a wine tasting. So there are a bunch of rich people tasting wine.
Wow, that is haughty.
Yeah, it was. So I was waiting.
Snobby people getting drunk on snobby wine.
Yeah. So they decided to put the desserts in martini glasses, and it was like a chocolate mousse of sorts.
Oh, my God.
And there are, you know, maybe 40, 50 people in this dining room. So I was taking out a tray, a big tray of 10 martini glasses. Imagine that.
Hard to do.
While going through a door. And, you know, I managed that.
I worked at a banquet hall, and we had to do with soup. Like, the hottest soup imaginable.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
So scary.
Imagine 10 martini glasses on a tray.
Oh, my God. I'd shit my pants.
Yeah. Okay. So
I
got through the door just fine. I had to get a tray jack, though. As I was putting the tray jack down... It was a domino effect. All the fucking martini glasses went over. Spilled everywhere.
Oh, no.
And then I start panicking and go back to the kitchen. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. And then everyone's like freaking out like, what the fuck, you guys? What are you doing? Like you just spilled all the martini glasses. I'm like, oh my God,
I'm so sorry.
I just ruined the night. And they're like, this entire fucking night is ruined. I thought it was just me.
Just because
and
of
I'm
that.
Like,
oh my God.
And then I'm like, oh my God, I just fucked everything over because I dropped 10 martini glasses with these desserts.
That is scary.
Until.
That is stress inducing.
Until I found out that one of the other waitresses dropped their tray of 10 martini glasses also before me. And I didn't know that happened because it was further down.
Ah, common denominator here.
Right.
I'm seeing a pattern.
And then. They were, like, freaking out even more. And then at that point, I thought it was kind of funny. Because I'm like, well, I'm not the only one who dropped their tray of martini glasses.
And these people are panicking over martini glasses
full
of chocolate.
Of dessert,
like,
yeah.
Like, the cure for cancer.
And then, like, not even 2 minutes later, maybe a minute and a half, another waitress comes in. She also dropped her tray of martini glasses. So that's, like, 30, 35 desserts, roughly.
Jesus. Did a fucking crow die on the wand?
Yeah.
Did, like, reveal
so,
that omen?
Mirror.
It was a mess. It was an absolute mess. And I just couldn't help but laugh at it, because it was just, like, what's that fucking golf movie? Caddyshack. It was just
Caddyshack.
And it's like, oh, no.
I found a poop.
So,
yeah, nothing like that. Caddyshack is inaccurate.
So that was my best experience, along with the time there was a banquet. It was like a quinceañera.
Oh, boy.
And like they scheduled for like 150 people to be there.
That was just one family.
Yeah.
That was one whole family,
so
right?
We were set up for 150 people. About 300 people ended up showing up. And the banquet hall doesn't really hold more than 200.
Holy crap.
At that capacity.
Yeah.
That sounds sweaty.
Without being able to
walk
through.
That sounds really sweaty, yeah.
So we couldn't even fucking walk through because they're at 300 people. And, like, the mom and the dad, they're just getting super pissed off at us. They're like, why don't you clean up the mess? And we're like, we can't walk through this crowd. It's impossible. You can't even walk through it, let alone with a tray.
It's like a fucking concert.
And this fucking mom bitch, like, I'm carrying a tray. I'm carrying a fucking tray. She ends up stuffing shit in my fucking elbow. Like, right what? Here. Yeah, she just, like, put garbage in my elbow.
For you to take away?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I was seriously gonna kill her.
How did you not just...
drop the tray on her feet and walk away.
Yeah, I know, but I told the manager and he ended up bitching them out. He was a really cool guy.
Fuck that girl.
He was Mexican too, so he he gets it.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not afraid to... he's not afraid to stand up to them.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you're being fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's that?
It used to be like that when I worked at the banquet hall. Like, I had a lot of Polish families. Kind of strange.
Just, they tip well.
They don't. They didn't.
Most Polish people do.
But, like, well, I was thinking at a banquet hall, like, the waiters don't really get tipped because it's kind of... I've never known to tip a waiter at... or a server at a banquet hall.
Typically, it goes to the bar.
Right, yeah.
All the tips go to the bar, and then that usually gets distributed.
That never happened. That never happened at the banquet hall I worked at. The only time I ever got tipped was there was a biker wedding. And it was full of fucking bikers. It was so cool. Normally, you can only fit, like, two bars in the banquet hall. Like, one's in the bar, and one is just outside the doors for, like, people to walk in. And they wanted four bars. We had three, and then we had to, like, take one from a different location to bring here. Mm. So they had four fucking bars. And at the end of the night, I went up to the table and I was just cleaning. And one of these big-ass biker dudes just, like, he's like, come here, son. And I'm like, oh, God. Oh, my God. Is he going to, like, jump me into the gang? Am I going to be in a biker gang? He comes up and he, like, slams $10 in my hand. He's like, here you go. Good job. And I'm like, wow, thank you.
He's like, you were on your game tonight.
The only time I got tipped was with that biker wedding. Bikers are cool.
This podcast supports bikers.
Truth.
Yeah, but working in the food industry is difficult.
I hate it. I
never have, and I'm very glad.
Oh my goodness.
I'm so glad.
Terrible. When I worked at the movie theater, I worked at a movie theater in concessions. Terrible. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. Because I worked as concessions, and I did a little bit of ushering, too. The ushering was worse, because... All right, here's a little tip. Anyone listening right now, the movie theaters are not the fucking ballpark. You don't just put your garbage on the fucking floor, alright? It's an indoor event. We're not, like, carrying around fucking vacuums and shit. We have a tiny little broom and a little dustpan, alright? We're not walking in there with a shop vac,
that's
okay?
True. All movie theaters just have
just
that
get
little,
trashed!
It's the movie theater standard issue. You
sticky
get it with
floor.
Your safety license.
Yeah. But, like, I literally saw one time... an empty bag of peanuts and the shells all over the floor. Like it was a baseball game.
Ew.
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? First of all, really shelled peanuts at the movie theater? We don't sell those. You definitely snuck those in. Like, come on. And then one time I saw a guy walk out with a half a gallon of milk. What's going on there?
He wanted milk and cookies. Like, just like at home.
You know, nothing gets me ready for Fast and Furious 6 quite like the gallon challenge, am I right? Especially with those moving seats.
Yeah.
Hell
and
yeah.
And he left, like, three cookies in the package for you on the floor.
That was my tip.
Yeah.
That was my tip.
Tipped you two
Oreos. Yeah. Don't work in the food industry. Unless you're really good at it and
like
it.
Or you like
it.
People, which most
yeah.
people don't.
Yeah. Isn't that strange? Most people don't like people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like our cats and our dogs and our snakes or whatever.
Because they don't talk back. That's really the important part.
No, my cats
and they can't hurt your feelings.
And you can
cats
yell at
maybe.
Them and no one cares.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. I love it.
They can't call the services on you. Just any services. I didn't want to name one.
How about that? That's someone's job to answer that phone.
Or clean roadkill. That's
oh
job.
My god, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I
feel
just...
like they're not doing a very good job lately. Though.
Not here, not out here.
Dude, like, no. I have, like, go down 39, I see, like, seven dead deer
yeah.
on the fucking highway.
It's crazy.
Disgusting.
Yeah, and just dead squirrels and shit everywhere.
Some that have been there at least for a week, because
yeah.
I saw, like, a completely decomposed deer. on 39.
Just a skeleton leg.
It was, like, basically a skeleton. I'm like, my God. You literally haven't done anything about this for maybe, like, 3 weeks. At all.
They thought, it belongs to the earth now.
Yeah, I went home this Christmas, and left in my neighbor's yard was a solid deer's head. Just, like, ripped off at the neck, eyes still open. Oh, you saw God. All the guts coming out of his neck, and it was just in my neighbor's yard. Someone just left it there. Like, I think it was a hunter that was, like, doing lead hunting. He just ditched the head.
Holy shit.
On my neighbor's front yard.
That's a place to put it, I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Godfather-esque.
Psycho.
Yeah. Put it in someone's bed. My God.
I mean, it was in Iowa, so someone on meth probably did it.
Someone on meth definitely did that.
Which, speaking of meth, I totally ran into some crazy bitch who was on meth at the liquor store today.
Oh my god! Wow. Oh my God, how did we not bring this up? So we go to the liquor store, and I'm just grabbing a beer. Chocolate beer, by the way. Samuel Smith's. Get it. It's really good.
It's organic.
I thought it would be gross. It's really good. It is organic. Look at that. So to you vegan fuckers out there, you know, sack up and get a beer.
A chocolate beer.
A chocolate beer. It might have gluten in it, so you might have to watch out for that, but you can go fuck yourself. So this chick at the liquor store turns around, and she's holding a bottle of 7-Up. And
a bottle of raspberry vodka.
And a bottle of raspberry vodka. And she turns around and just flat out asked me, what do you think goes better with raspberry vodka? Raspberry Smirnoff. Do you think 7-Up or Sprite? Because they're, like, kind of the same thing. And I'm like, all right, I knew right then, red flag, this person's insane. So I kind of went along with it because it just seemed fun at the time. And I'm like, I don't know, man, which one do you like better? She's like, I don't know, because they're different, you know? And I'm like, yeah, I get it, right?
She was like, I don't remember what they taste like. I haven't had them in a while.
Yeah, and I'm just like, yeah, short-term memory. No, I know. It's, you know, it's tough to remember what a soda tastes like. But hey, tell me this. Which one do you think goes best with raspberry? And she's like, I don't know. Like, but should I get 7-Up or Sprite?
And then I'm like, why don't you get both?
Yeah, I'm like, well, just get both of them.
I can't have 4 liters of soda. I mean, I don't have that much vodka.
And then I'm like, well, then you need to get more vodka. I was selling this bitch. Yeah. It was working.
And then after that, I think we all turned away at the same time. Yeah. And she kind of gave up.
7-Up or Sprite, really? Just fucking pick one. This isn't life or death. And then she continued to be a cunt.
And she was there with friends. Yeah. She knew other people there and chose...
And chose to talk, ask the stranger. Yeah. Did you think it goes better with Sprite or 7-Up? They're literally the same.
She had huge tits for her body.
That's true.
Just letting you know.
She had a weird outfit on, too.
She was a weird person, and I was afraid of her a little bit.
She's
from New York.
Really?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. She was talking about her New York ID and people don't believe it, so that's why I use my passport.
Well, there you go. That explains it.
I know New that York part crazy. Is rubbed off. I travel a lot.
Probably doesn't travel a lot. She just takes a lot of acid, so she travels. Yeah. That's quotation marks.
No, and she showed somebody her passport as her ID. That seemed a little sketch.
Illegal immigrant.
Well, she's doing a great job assimilating.
Why is this a Russian passport, miss?
This is just two menus just glued together. This is not.
Who else? You know who else we ran into at the liquor store? That guy from work. One of our employees.
Yeah, we ran into the same guy twice.
Saturday.
Yeah.
And he just came in and he bought lotto tickets and 3 little bottles of Wild Turkey.
And we have a theory because he's this older guy with a sweet mustache. And he walks in, and I think it was going like this. In his mind, he's like, all right, sweet, I'm going to get some lotto tickets, and I'm going to have myself a little scratchy stuff for myself. It'll be really nice, relaxing.
I'll dream about leaving
3M. I win the lottery. It's going to be fucking great. And he walks in, and he has a little bit of, like, he wants to stay young because, you know, he's getting old. And he sees us young people, and he goes, oh, fuck. I gotta look cool. Give me 3 of these. And just grabs 3 of, like, 3 sample size liquors. And he's like, yeah, 3, I don't know.
And we were both like, yeah, 3, woo!
Yeah, we were cheering him on. And he was just like, yeah, ha. I'm like, you should get a 4th one. And he's like, ah. And
did
he just
say
left.
That?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then we saw him again today at Walmart.
Yeah. And he's like, he said the most dated phrase I think I've ever heard. He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God, we can't get rid of you. And he's like, yeah, I'm like a bad penny. Who says that anymore? But I'm gonna say it from now on, like, that's definitely a cool thing to say.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say that
next time. Oh, I saw you last week. Yeah, I'm like a bad penny.
Like a bad penny. Yeah. And then, you know, we'll have young kids being like, who's Penny? Do we know a Penny? Is she that bitch who works in Aeropostale? Yeah, that seems like a conversation that would happen. Yeah. Toast. Especially here at college. College!
I hate college.
I'm already seeing the college bros and sororis sluts.
The people who are getting their apartment for the first time moving in here. Yeah. And just being like, woo!
So
like,
green, these motherfuckers.
They're everyone's first night here. They still, get drunk for no reason.
Still wet behind the ears. Just completely oblivious to how the world works.
They haven't even signed up for their internet yet.
Yeah.
I wish I weren't in college anymore.
I know.
It's been too long.
I can't wait to graduate, man. But I'm simultaneously super afraid it's going to fucking be horrible.
I'm so comfortable right now.
Yeah. To think about moving out right now makes me want to vomit. I don't want to fucking move all this shit.
I just want to go to Chicago.
Hell yeah. That's where I'm going. That's where we're going. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Woo! You just wanted high fives.
No, I swear to God, I'm going to Chicago or LA because I'm sick of this fucking cold.
Yeah. LA's
but LA
cool.
is so expensive.
Shit, yeah.
Oh God.
I'll just live in the bad neighborhood. I don't care.
I don't know. All the work, at least for artists and actors, is moving to Chicago. So
that is true. That is true. It's up and coming. But
yeah,
and it makes, I guess, a lot of sense just to move to Chicago.
Yeah,
so and I guess it's an hour away.
I heard something that was very thought provoking. That all of the baby boomers are retiring. Like all our parents now are retiring soon. So that means all the jobs are going to be ours.
So there's going to be a huge growth. Like,
there's going to be a huge
job market for young people.
Yeah.
Well, that would actual be great. Jobs.
Yeah. Probably in the next 5-10 years is going to be like that, I think.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. We're going to live in a pretty good time, I think. Yeah. But speaking of bad shit, the fucking plane that went down. In Malaysia again? What's the deal with that?
It's Ukraine.
Or the Ukraine, yeah.
It was Malaysian air.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
they're saying that they can prove that the Russian arms
shot it down or
that,
some
like,
shit.
Russia was somehow involved.
Like, wouldn't we know? Wouldn't we know that? Wouldn't we have found that out if that happened?
No, because they're conspiracies.
Right, yeah, yeah.
All right.
There was a guy at work. Talking about conspiracy
theory,
like really crazy
ones.
Started
chatting with him very casually, and then all of a sudden, bam! Planes are killing us and controlling the weather.
Planes are controlling the weather with vapor trails.
All three of us just kind of like step back a second, and we're like, oh, really? And he's like, yeah, it's on the internet.
Yeah, they're intentionally giving us cancer through the vapor trails. The chemtrails.
Those fucking lizard people.
Officials came forward afterwards and they tested the soil and the water and the toxicity of the oceans.
Oh my God. Come
and the
on.
Sprinklers are making rainbows.
Yeah, well, it's called the spectrum of light. It fucking does that. It's refraction. Come on.
Exactly.
Jesus. Come on.
Exactly.
It's like there wouldn't be rainbows if it wasn't fucking polluted.
But you know what? Keep it polluted. I love seeing me a double rainbow.
But it's just God's promise that we're never going to get flooded again. Everyone has to calm down.
It's God's little like, hey, never again.
Hey,
I'm sorry about that last
baby,
time.
I hit you real bad one time, but I'm never going to do that again.
So let
oh
me
my
just
God.
Show you.
We're in an abusive relationship with God. That's amazing. Hey, I'll never kill you all off again, okay? I was a different person back then. I've changed, babe. Seriously.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, you're right. Honey. I'm sorry. You know, it's my fault anyway. I shouldn't have questioned that you existed.
I was acting crazy.
Yeah, all right. I'm glad we all got that out of the way. A little bit of repression there. Yeah.
A bit of religious challenging.
Oh my God. Yeah, fight us, please. Yeah, I don't know too many people who are like crazy religious. at my age. No. I don't know too many people.
The MFAs.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're not quite in our age bracket. They're a little bit older.
Yeah.
You know? So they're kind of in that weird...
They're like five to
couple
six
years older than you.
Yeah.
A lot of them are younger, like, my age.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's
which
true.
Which is not old, guys.
But, those people aren't, like, super religious. Like, Andrew Snyder.
Yeah, I guess he's not. Religious. But, like, I'm in that script like lab class, and they always talk about going to church on Sundays.
Which is fine if they want to do that, but that's not for me.
The best thing I've ever heard was one of my friends in Iowa, and he said, because I didn't even really, so I was talking about church, and I'm like, oh, right, you go to church all the time, and he just kind of shrugged, and he's like, yeah, what's wrong with believing in a God of eternal love and happiness? And I'm like, you got it, man. Like, that's what I wish everyone else was like. Just
yeah, I'm like, hey, if you want to believe in something and take all the good parts from it and just be a good, decent person, that's really the religion right there. It's just how to be a fucking good person and not be a shithead.
But, you know, like, a problem with that is, like, if you're... is ignorance. Like, a lot of people just tend to be ignorant.
True, right.
Like, if you accept both sides, or you, like, make educated decisions about whether you're religious or not, that's one thing. But yeah. A lot of people go one way or another without really thinking about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the problem lies, is that ignorance and kind of being blindsided.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, that's what they're raised to believe. Like, you were raised to believe to hate Russians as a Polish person. Like, that's just what your mom believed.
All Polish people I know are afraid of Russians.
Yeah. But, like, I'm 24 years old, and I've learned to know better, because guess what, like,
that
I'm
just
an
because
educated...
they're Russian, they're not a piece of
exactly.
shit.
Exactly, I'm an educated human being, I've done my own research, I've decided to explore other things, and I think it's our responsibility as young adults to fucking not just listen to some stupid asshole telling us, like, really retarded opinions. I don't know.
She has so much built up. Oh, I can sense
you're
it.
You're on a roll. I love it.
I don't know. People just have to make opinions for themselves and decide things for themselves instead of listening to people that have really no criteria behind their arguments.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
And that's why America is so stupid, is because, especially, it's a big problem in the South, even, where people are just, like, accepting of... like, even, like, in elementary schools, like, their school systems are so screwed up.
Well, that's everywhere. That's everywhere.
But especially in the South.
Especially, I don't know, you could say...
I've never been to the South. So
you could say the same about the city. Like, the way they treat minorities in like, their crappy schooling system, the public school system, it's bad. It's terrible.
A completely different argument.
There's many people I've talked to at 3M that they've came up and told me something, and I'm like... no, I'm pretty sure that's a fake article or something. And they're just like, oh, I read it on the internet. I've heard three separate people from, like, separate groups.
Yeah.
There's not... and related, it's so... all being like, yeah, I read it on the internet. And I'm like, that's not a credible... you can't do that.
That's how I feel.
Not
like
everything you read on the internet is true.
That's how I feel like I'm getting older, is there are certain things I believe that people just don't understand or don't understand, like, the concept of. Like, I was telling somebody, I live with Arielle, she's, you know, the coworker. We live together, we're roommates. And they're like, that really works? And I'm like, yeah, we just live together. And they're like, man, I would be tempted all the time. I'm like, what?
I wouldn't be, so. Just on these people, like, no.
Like, that's what these people think, that... in order to have a friendship between a man and a woman, they have to be sleeping together. Unbelievable. I just can't. That was so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but our public school systems are pretty screwed up. At least in the inner city, like, like all of our suburbs, you know, the ones that are well off, at least the schools that I went to,
pretty high
end. They're very good. But, like, obviously there's not a lot of money being invested into our inner city school system, so these kids are entering a college-level education without being prepared at all, and that's where the problem lies. Is because they're allowed these opportunities to go to college, but they're perhaps their math level is perhaps at an 8th grade level or even a 6th grade level. And that's where there's a problem.
And then you're spending all this money on college courses of things you should have learned in high school.
Exactly. Right. So there's a lot of money having to be invested.
Like my,
and then the fact, like, I think gen eds are the most ridiculous thing.
Our basic classes, just like, high school classes. A 5-paragraph essay. Like, those basic things.
How to write a speech. How to give a speech.
Yeah.
Like, how was, like, that a class?
3-point, you know, intro, body, conclusion, done. Yeah.
I could have sworn I learned that in 5th grade, how to, like, write a paragraph,
you know? But we're from really good communities, and obviously we're really used to that.
I went to private schools.
So. Yeah, so did I.
So, but a lot of people who go to NIU probably have never seen this before in their life.
Because it's a state college. Yeah. You know, they're not going
to... And it has nothing to do with the teachers who are in these institutions. Because it doesn't matter how good of a fucking teacher you are. Like, if you don't have money invested in the education system, like, it's not going to go anywhere. There's only so much that a single teacher could do. Especially when kids are not caring about their own education.
Mm-hmm. They're not, and it's really crazy the kind of money we actually do put into it.
Yeah.
And it's still kind of crappy. That we're
going to spend 20 years paying
off. Yeah. And it's still, like, it's just ridiculous the amount of stuff... Like, we have to spend $500 on books alone.
Or, like, $2,000 a year on facilities fees for things that we don't even use. Probably most students don't use.
And the education is still bad. So, like, where does all that money go? Who knows?
Football fields.
Shit, yeah. Truth. Then again, a lot of alumni donate a lot of money to, like, specific buildings and stuff.
Dude, I worked... Talk about shitty jobs. I worked for the Telefund at NIU, which is... Students who call alumni asking for donations to the school.
Oh my god.
Every 2 weeks. And I did it in the summer.
Oh my god.
And they have to say really specific words to actually get yourself off the list. Like, unless they say this thing, you can't put them on the do not call list.
Yeah.
Like, it's a specific sentence. And they're asking prices for, like, okay, someone who graduated 5 years ago. Their first, ask them for $150 in your opening pitch. Yeah.
Who would do that?
Exactly. The most I ever got out of someone was $50, because I'm like, hey, do you want to renew the donation you gave last year? And they're just like, yeah, do it. But, like, for a first-time donator, I got someone to give $20. But I would always be really scared. I would be like, do you think you can give, like, $50?
Yeah. That was like when I worked for the HRC, the Human Rights Campaign. It's a great thing that supports a lot of people, but... I honestly think it's a giant scam.
What did you do exactly?
Well, I was a street canvasser.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Fucking... I was one of those assholes. And, like, they trick you. There's a really good article on BuzzFeed. You should go read it. It's Life of an HRC Canvasser.
I've actually read that.
Yeah, and it's exactly like that. Word for word, how she describes it.
I did it for 2 weeks,
Did you really?
For the public Chicago outreach.
One? The Chicago one? And,
yeah. And, oh, I did it for 2 weeks, and I'm like, fuck you guys. You guys are stupid.
Horrible. They trick you into doing it. Like, apparently the person in this article got the job on Craigslist. Mm-hmm. And, like, do you want to make, like, $8,000 over the summer? Because you could. You really, honestly, could
but
make.
It's unlikely.
But it's very unlikely. And, you know, you get roped into it. You're like, oh, fuck, yeah, that sounds like a sweet deal. Supporting a good cause. Fuck, yeah. Like, why would you not? And basically the hiring process is, all right, do you know how to talk? You know your own name. Perfect. You're hired. And they hire you on the spot. That's how I was hired. I filled out one tiny little form, and I was hired immediately. And it's a legit business, because they have you fill out a W-4 and all that shit. And, you know, I got the job, and it's fine. And it's just like a fucking sales corporation. It's exactly like that. Every morning they do these little exercises on how to, like, wave and greet people, and you have to memorize this script of how to, like, talk to someone, like, hi, I'm Tom, do you have a minute for gay rights? Great. Well, I represent HRC, Human Rights Campaign, you know, transgender, blah, blah, blah. And you have, like, this whole speech that you have to memorize, and they tell you, like, if you say the speech word for word, you will get a donation. Boldface fucking lie.
No, it's not.
Boldface lie. That script never worked. Never fucking worked. And the people who worked there never stayed on script, but they had to say... Yeah, if you go off the script, then you won't make money. And the thing about it is, the thing they don't tell you when they hire you is that they could fire you if you don't meet a quota. They didn't tell me this at all. They're just like, yeah, it's super cool, and they're all super friendly, and I'm like, sweet, this sounds like a sweet gig. I just fucking make $9 an hour for asking people about gay rights and having them try and make donations, sure. And then your incentive is, like, to make over the quota so that you can get, make commission off of it or some bullshit. So, like, if you don't make quota 3 days in a row, you get fired. One of my supervisors there got fired. She was a supervisor. She was, like, the boss of the office. But because she didn't make quota three days in a row, like, the bigwigs called, and they're like, yeah, you can't work here anymore.
Oh, my God.
It's a fucking scam.
I have another job I almost did similar to that. It was the telemarketing center in DeKalb. And they rope you in, and they were the only job that would work with my flexible hours, because I was applying for a bunch of jobs my sophomore year. Like, now I was in an apartment trying to get a job. And I got there, and I sat through the part. They're just like, okay, they hire you, and then you go there for your first training day, and they're like, we'll give you $100 for 10 hours of training, and then you get, like, $9.25 an hour. And it's not a telemarketing. God,
that sounds like a scam.
And it's
right
a telemarketing
there.
Where you, it dials, like, a bunch of numbers, and you're always talking to people.
Yeah.
Like, my other telemarketing job, you had to dial the number, and you rang until it voicemailed.
So you had
a
machine
voicemail,
do
you
it.
Hung up.
Yeah.
And so you only talked to, like, 3 people an hour. This was constantly barrage of people. And you were asking for donations for things like the Wisconsin County Police Force and, like, stuff like that. It was for bullshit charities.
Yeah.
And I listened to the... There was 2 other people at my training day with me. One was an Asian girl who left 10 minutes into this training tape. This cassette tape.
Really?
We were listening to. And then I lasted for it because I'm like, I really need money. I need a job. Yeah. I'm an actor. Why am I doing this? And then I lasted. They're like, okay. And I watched a guy do it for like 30 minutes. And they're like, okay, get on a phone. And then it was people being like, I was shot and lost my leg in the army. Just people yelling at me. Just horrible. I will never be mean to a telemarketer again.
Yeah.
I started crying within 10 minutes.
Oh my
and
goodness.
I went up to the boss in tears being like, I'm so sorry. Thank you for this opportunity. I can't do this. And I ran out and had a panic attack and cried.
I would have a serious
street.
Panic attack. That would be scary.
Yeah, day job.
Now imagine being on the street and asking... in the middle of fucking Michigan Avenue and being like, hey, do you have a minute for gay rights? To just anyone who walked by. I had some of the craziest fucking people.
I couldn't do it. I would run away.
One person
I would
just
hide in a bathroom all
walked
day.
Past me and he's like, fuck gay people. And I'm like, whoa. What are you trying to say, sir? What exactly? And then I had another girl walk up to me. And she's like, because our shirts say human rights campaign, but it's primarily like gay rights and, you know, transgender rights and stuff like that. But she knew this and she walked past and I'm like, hey, do you have a minute for gay rights? And she's like, no. And she walked past and then she walked back and she's like, now, are you guys for gay rights or human rights? And I'm like, do you not... Are those not equal? Are those not the same thing?
Are those two different? Are those mutually exclusive?
Gays are not human.
I was so caught off guard. I'm like, both. Yes. She's like, oh, okay, and then just walked away.
You know what? I bet she was. She just looked at that and she was like, you know, he said gay rights, but his shirt said
human
rights. I'm gonna go figure this out.
Let's get Scoob in the gang.
Hey. I'm gonna take charge of my life and find out. Okay? I don't need to Google something. I can ask him like a grown ass woman.
Yeah, there was also
go, Becky.
There was also this gigantic black dude who walked past me. He was really scary because he was huge. It had nothing to do with the fact that he was black. It was just he was gigantic.
Just jacked
like a house. Yeah,
brick shit house.
And he walks up to me. And he's in this really like fly outfit. And he walks up to me and he's like. I'm like, hey, do you have a minute for gay rights? And he's like, now, what would it be like if you had 2 left feet? And I'm like, excuse me? And he's like, how would you be able to walk with 2 left feet? Like, what would that be like? And I'm like, I'd imagine it'd be very difficult. And he's like, think about that. Go ahead and think about that. And I'm like, did this guy just equate gay people to having 2 left feet? I mean, way to go on creativity, I suppose. You really thought that one through. But That's very insensitive, sir, so please don't.
The Unbelievable. Society for People with Two Left Feet are offended that you think they're gay.
Right.
They're not listening tonight.
Those canvassers got them on the next block. Yeah, I felt terrible asking people for money for this cause. And I would just straight up lie to them and be like, yeah, I donate like, you know, $10 a month because I'm a college kid. Boldface lie.
Because you're harassing people on the street who are just like going to lunch, essentially.
Right. They're in like... And depending on where your location is, like, sometimes there's just a shitty location, and none of the people wanted to go there. And they're like, well, if you use the script, you can fucking get any money, blah, 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 you can get money anywhere. And it's not true. We were just in a dead location that I must have seen, like, four people in business suits who just walked by and looked like they were super busy. And like, hey, do you have a minute for gay rights? And they're just like, no, and walked away. I'm like, okay.
Do you guys wear the yellow t-shirts?
Yeah, that was us. With the big equals, stupid equal sign.
I've seen you guys before.
Yeah, terrible. I hated that job.
It makes you feel like shit.
It makes you feel like garbage. Yeah. Because not only are you realizing just how many people are completely insensitive to a cause that I thought we crossed that bridge years ago. Apparently not. But you're trying to sell people nothing. You know, our main cause was like, oh yeah, equal opportunity in the workplace. Because apparently in some states, people can fire people for being gay. And I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, like, you can fire anyone for anything, really. So if they wanted to fire that person and they knew they were gay, they would, and they couldn't because of that reason, they'd come up with another reason. Like, if that employer doesn't want gay people to work for them, fucking fine. That's their prerogative. Like, it's insensitive and wrong. But that's what they can do. It's
their
profession.
They can hire whoever they want because they have a right to choose just the same as you have a right to choose.
And someone asked me one day, like, so where does this money go exactly? And I'm thinking in my head, like,
nowhere.
Well, I'm making X amount of commission on this, and we have a fucking office in a giant skyscraper in downtown Chicago. So probably there, actually. That's probably where all the money's going, just to keep that space. But I just tell them, I'm like, oh, you know, like lobbyists and people who go and fight for the cause and, you know, travel expenses for lawyers and stuff. And I'm thinking, like, I don't really know where this money goes. I have no idea.
Yeah. My pitch for...
Moral of the story, don't give to charities.
When I worked at the Telefund, I always just told them about, you know, I'm an acting major and I just talked about the Stevens Building because that was the only thing I knew about.
Right.
And then I heard they had this pickup line about, like, you know, the state owes us, like, $500,000 right now. And, you know, that we don't know when that money's going to come because we started all these projects and then the state never came through.
That had to be a fucking lie.
Oh, I'm sure it is. So we're really counting on the support of the alumni. And they'd be like, oh, you guys, oh, the state backed out. Oh, no, here's $20 for this little
Oh, the fucking
building.
Bailout. Oh, man.
And
here you go,
since
money.
It was the Stevens Building, when I got the older people, they're like, that's still there? They're finally renovating that. Here's $5, kid. Like,
aww.
They'd be like, here you go, you little actress.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, that's why I'm doing this job, to raise money to go to Russia. Like, I would have conversations with people, and they would be like, honestly,
yeah.
I can't give you any money. You know, I'm an artist, too. Because they would, like, put us on the college that we were in.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know what? No problem. I'm just glad to talk to you for a little while until time at work. And they're like, aww. You go, kid.
Yeah. You know, it's going to take, like, 3 years to renovate the Stevens Building, yeah, which we're never going to see those renovations.
No, absolutely not.
Ever.
They just started tearing it down. Fucking ridiculous.
You know how easy it is to design for Huntley? Not. It's not easy to design for Huntley.
Zero. Yeah, you led me down that garden path.
It is awful.
To reveal a very funny
joke.
It's
so hard.
It's a middle school. It's the worst.
Exactly.
Like,
it's an auditorium that you can, like, only stage Grease. Like, that's the only play you can put up there.
It was built for doing Little Shop of Horrors
and
Grease and High School Musical.
Yep, that's it.
And then we have to try to make it work.
For art.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
And have it not look like community theater, which is hard.
It's so hard. Like, I'm surprised they made Wojciech look as good as it was. Even then, it was still a little rough. A little rough around the edges.
Why?
Because, like, you know, they had the follow spots and stuff, and what they wanted is to have the actors do all that stuff, like, climb up and do the follow spots, and we wanted to do, like, most of the, like, special effects, mm-hmm. as it were.
and tech work. Kind of, yeah.
Like we were actually part of the show. Kind of Brechtian, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And that's fancy. Ooh, Brechtian. Oh, yeah, but it couldn't happen just because of the space. Like it would have been impossible for us to run off the stage and then up onto the scaffold that they had. So yeah, that was a little rough. And then it just had like two gross techies just
in the spotlight. That.
Yeah. And they were just in all blacks and it didn't look right. You know, it was just weird.
Yeah, I was really confused by that when I saw it. I was like, oh, why are they
And then the other option could have just been, oh, we'll just put two, you know, spotlights in the cove up top so that it can't be seen. But I guess they didn't want to do that, so.
I'm excited about the challenges of a new space. The challenges of diversion were frustrating, but good practice.
Yeah, that's my next challenge. Working in that little shithole.
With those stupid columns that block everything. Oh my
god! What a... Jesus Christ.
They're the worst.
That space is just terrible.
It just sucks that you can't really design anything for it at all.
You can't
at
all.
The sound just goes everywhere. Like...
Yeah, it's just, it's a garbage space. It's garbage. But it's good. It's good practice for anyone working on that on a show there.
Yeah, I guess I'm never gonna get any shows in.
No, I don't think
there.
You will.
No, all main stage, which is fine.
All main stage, no big.
No big. Hashtag blessed. Hashtag I have a budget.
Hashtag blessed for Huntley.
Hashtag you can build whatever the fuck you want.
After with like no money. You're gonna be like spoiled by any nice theater space you work in. You're just gonna
seriously.
Go crazy.
Yeah. No, seriously.
That's
all
right. Hey, the more constraints you have, the better the work turns out, you know?
Truth.
The more
that's
creative,
absolutely
true.
I mean, look how hard it is.
Looked awesome. Yeah, it looked awesome. And I loved the fucking the breakaway stuff that was incorporated in it. It was so good. It was so good. And that angel looked awesome.
Thanks, I did it.
That looked fucking dope.
It's my baby.
If you can get your hands on that and keep it forever, you should try.
It's in the annex now.
Yeah, I know.
I worked so much on that thing.
I feel like they give it to you. I feel like you can make a case to have them give it to you.
Yeah, because I literally did
aside from it having to be on casters and, like, you know, moved around, it looked like stone. It looked real. It was cool.
It was a lot of work.
Yeah, I bet.
I had to work all throughout fall semester of my free time on that thing.
Oh, my gosh.
The shit we do for art. The shit
like
we do
five minutes on stage.
for a single set piece. Yeah. That's work right there. It's better than our shitty jobs we have now. Soulless.
Most, like complex thing I've ever had on stage that was difficult.
Probably our Men in Superman scene. You know what I mean?
Oh, like yes, like technically difficult as an actor, but I meant like set wise or tech. Like, technology-wise.
It was definitely Wojciech with the trap door and all that shit. And all the set pieces that were swinging up. It was crazy.
I think Wizard of Oz is the ultimate special effects show that I've done. Because it has fire and children and animals and flying.
Yeah, it's got the whole package.
And moving set pieces. I was a tree. I had a tree. I wore a tree in front of my body.
I never really
with just my head.
I never realized that. How much shit goes into the Wizard of Oz productions.
And the Kansas sets and all the different Wizard of Oz. It's
and like it's they can't insane. Even they can't even stage Spider-Man swinging. And we do an entire Wizard of Oz.
We barely could fit all of our set pieces backstage. When there was times where the whole set had to be clear of all the set pieces, and almost all of them had two sides.
Right, yeah.
And there was times when they all had to be clear and we couldn't move backstage. Like, it was all just filled with these giant set pieces.
Did you have a live band, too?
No, we did it with a recording.
Oh, okay. See, we did it, I was in the pit orchestra at my high school one summer for Wizard of Oz. And it was crazy too, because there's so much that went into it with all the vocal work with the wizard and all that shit and
the wizard floating away
and all that stuff, like crazy. I mean, we did a more toned down version because it was a high school, but there was a lot of work put into that show.
It was crazy.
And
it
wasn't play.
I was in the pit. You mean one instrument?
Yes,
drums.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a drummer for 12 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I haven't played. I haven't played in the past year because my drums are at home. It makes me sad. I wish I could have them here. Nice little set. It's fucking. I don't even. Oh, it's a Gretsch. That's what it is. So for all you music nerds out there, music people are weird, man. Band kids, vocal majors. I mean, they're they're weird, in quotes, but they're just, like, have they're a completely different
type of artist. Like, yeah, it's complete...
completely different mindset.
Yeah.
And, like, I worked on an opera, which was a really cool experience, because they were non-actors, they didn't know... well, they didn't know how to do that, you know, how to be with a person on stage. And it was just bizarre. It was like working with football players and teaching them acting. And, like, it was weird being the best actor in the room. Even though, like, you know, it was just so weird. The only, like, trained actor.
Because musicians can practice alone for, like, 10 hours a day. Like,
yeah,
they're
and
musicians
get better.
That practice and they get better. But acting, like, you can't just work on monologues by yourself for 10 hours a day.
Right.
Like,
you have to be with a person.
Like, you're with people. Or, like, I think you can definitely rehearse a show for that long. But, like, even one scene that long would be, oh, my God. Like, you gotta take a break.
Yeah,
at a certain point, you just gotta let it sit. And
but
like,
then they're, like artists, illustration majors, people like that. They could do stuff on their own, but they have to be critiqued by other people as well. So they have some kind of form of interaction.
Yeah.
Whereas, I feel like music students are just like, all right, you didn't play that right.
They're so personal with their instruments. And,
yeah.
I mean, I went to a school where there was a lot of music majors. Like, I think 60% of the school was music majors.
I'm going to pee again.
Oh, my God. Well, hurry back, because I got to go, too. So I don't want Ariel to be the only one here.
Solo. Midnight. Deep tracks only.
Deep tracks only. Ariel Jones. This is the bonus track.
Yeah, but some of those music majors, they were just, wow. They had such personal... I lived above the tuba studio my first year there, and boy, was that interesting.
Just hearing tubas.
Just intimate with the tuba.
Have you ever gotten intimate with a tuba kid?
Yeah. I just wake up to, you know, some dulcet tuba in the morning.
The macabre notes of the tuba.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's weirder, the strangest, it's hard for me to, like, comprehend, is musical theater majors.
I know
people
a lot
who
of them.
Only,
I've been with so
who
many.
Only do musical theater, because it's such a specific American, it's a very American thing.
Musical theater is the actually, I think, only true American art form that was
founded. Besides jazz and... you know,
but I think
many other things.
Okay. Well, it's one of the only...
it's very unique. It's unique to...
And for theater, in the history of theater, musical theater is the beginning of American theater to have its own voice. Because everything else was brought over from Russia or England.
Yeah, that's true. Like ballet.
Yeah, and France for the ballet.
Yeah. You want to come back? You want to come sit down? You're just going to stand.
Shit, see that back.
All right, well, actually, we're close to done anyway, so we'll wrap it up. Thanks for being on the show with us.
Yeah, thank you. I'll be back.
Hell yeah.
Of course.
All right. We're going to bring Stanton into this.
Hell yeah.
God.
That'd be awesome. I bet he would.
He'd do it.
I bet he would. All right, well, I'm Tom.
I'm Arielle.
Pauline.
And that's Pauline. this has been Day Jobs. Let's get out there, stretch, and work safe.
All right.